back to your dad. Your father was a casual dresser, much like Will Rogers was, who he admired.
I don't think he dressed like Will Rogers, but he did like those. They called them pinks. They were wool trousers, and then he liked to wear just kind of a shirt that matched. But he did like to get spiffed up, too. He bought clothes from Mr. Brenner.
Sam Brenner in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad, some of his clients back then when he was with the drilling company were Standard Oil of Indiana, Standard of California, Shell Oil Company.
He was a good friend of Gage Lund's, who was Standard of California. I remember meeting him when I was in school out there. Daddy would find an excuse to come out and see if I was behaving, I guess.
Staff of your father's business were very loyal to him. It seemed like he could attract and keep good people.
One of his secretaries wrote a letter, and it's a real cute letter, but she just says that when she came to work for Daddy, she had just graduated from school and thought she knew just exactly what she was supposed to be doing as a secretary. She would try to straighten the files and do all these things that she had learned, and it just all fell apart when she got to Daddy's office because that isn't how he wanted it done. Anyway, it's a real cute letter, that letter from Margaret Latrobe.
Yeah.
And I just read this not too long ago, that Myrtle Moore was the secretary. Mary Markey, I'd forgotten that she was the secretary because she worked for Harry Revel. And then Margaret Latrobe and Margaret Thomas. Everybody started with an N that ever of the secretary. So when Margaret Thomas went to work for him, he called her Tommy instead of Margaret. He was not afraid to tell them if they made a mistake. He would correct. I guess he was pretty hard on people, but he was also very kind and good to them, too.
He would travel thousands of miles to pay respects when a friend or company employee died. He was generally at their funerals. He maintained an interest in politics. He supported Wendell Willkie for president in 1940.
Oh, I was the only person in Franklin School that had a Willkie pin. I think I still have it, actually.
And that's when Willkie was running against the third term of Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
You were about 10 years old then. Everybody else was FDR, and you were the only Wilkie.
Oh, yes. I mean, that was Ardmore, Little Dixie. That's what they call that part of the country.
You don't have that pin yet today, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really?
I really do. I haven't looked at it in a while, but I'm pretty sure I do.
Were you ever around when he was a friend of Harold Stassen from Minnesota, ran for president many times, lost out to Thomas Dewey to represent the Republicans? Did you ever see any of these people when they spoke to your father?
Well, I remember meeting Stassen. Then I went to the convention in 1948, and I think that was Dewey and Truman.
It was, and that's when Dewey lost to Harry Truman. What is your recollection of going to that convention?
Well, I just had a really good time. Met some cute guys, and 18, you know, it was fun. And I stayed with Pearl Sayre, the committee woman at the time. She lived in Ardmore. She's the one that set all this up. She had an apartment, and so it was very proper that I stayed with Mrs. Sayre. Of course, Daddy was busy in the room smoking cigars, I guess, back then. He usually chewed on them, but sometimes he smoked one.
At the convention, do you remember Thomas Dewey?
I do kind of remember what he looked like.
Of course, everybody knows in 1948, that's the famous newspaper headline that declared Dewey the winner when Harry Truman actually had won. Any fallout from that? Did you remember your father might have said?
No, I think he thought Dewey was going to win. And I think most of us Republicans thought that when Truman became president, it was going to be the end of the world. And, you know, he was really a pretty good president.
Also, after that, the Republican Party wanted your father to run for governor.
I heard rumblings of that.
But he declined.